Chapter 5. So do you still have the quarter? I pushed another handful of popcorn into my mouth, figuring it was the only dinner we were going to get. The guy is so old he still thinks there are payphones. Henry nodded, reaching over and stealing a handful of dinner for himself. He expertly tossed a kernel in the air and caught it in his mouth. I am sorry the conversation did not go well. I shrugged. I've moved him up the suspect list. Because? He made a laughingstock out of me in the grocery store. Both the girls' teams are Northern Cheyenne, but you wouldn't know it from the way they were playing each other. The one from Lame Deer, the Lady Morning Stars, is the public school, the colors of the team being turquoise and black. The Ashland team, the Lady Braves, is from the private Catholic school, St. Lebray, 30 miles and worlds away. Its colors were purple and gold. And the team's mascot, a screaming warrior in profile. I watched the Lady Morning Stars warming up on the other end of the court, and other than Jaya, they still looked a little hapless. The shooting guard was lapping baby jumpers from all around, not missing any, as the others trailed after their missed shots, sometimes running into each other. This doesn't look good.
No, not now.
What's that mean? Jaya has a way of rising to the competition. What about the others?
We will see.
I pulled the Tribal Police Department folder from under my rump and studied the list typed on Wyoming Tribal Police Department letterhead. So these are the six people who were in the car the night Jeannie went missing? He sipped a bottle of water.
Yes.
Can you get addresses for all of them?
I am sure Lolo can.
He looked past me to the nether reaches of the bleachers.
But I am betting a percentage of them are here tonight.
I glance around. Can you make them?
Let me see the list again.
I handed it to Henry and watched as he scanned the piece of paper with a scrutiny rarely found among the human element of nature, an acuity usually reserved for predators.
At least one of them.
He lip-pointed to the far corner where a man sat behind the makeshift two-person band comprised of Mr. Hurtick, the band teacher who played the French horn, and his wife, who played the clarinet.
The man in the glasses against the wall, Edwin Blackkettle, was the driver.
It's going to be hard to talk to him with the band right there.
I will keep an eye on him and tell you if he moves.
Anybody else?
He glanced around some more. Leanne Chelan up in the last row, center.
The one with the purple jacket?
Yes. He tilted his head slightly. George Threefingers. The one at the railing, standing.
I nodded, studying the large man with short hair who was stretching his back, obviously in pain. You want to go with me?
I will save our seats unless it looks like you need me.
You're not setting me up again?
No.
He smiled.
I have a history with all these people. Not all of it good.
Right. I stood, still looking at the file and then stuffing it in my jacket. We've got four natives and two whites on here. We'll need to go talk to them. I figured I'd start with the closest, so I moved up to the crosswalk, trailed along the bleachers, and then went down the other aisle to sit a little away from Three Fingers, the man with the back spasms, who, as near as I could tell, had all his fingers. Howdy. He turned to look at me, but then turned back to looking at the court, where the girls on both teams were warming up, finally lowering himself onto the bench without a word. I'm Walt Longmire. He looked at me again. I've been contracted by the Long family to look into some threats that have been made to Jaya Long One Moon. He glanced back toward the court. Yep, her. He turned back to me with a resigned expression.
What kind of threats?
People have been writing her notes and leaving them for her in a number of places. He rubbed a big paw-like hand across his face, all five fingers accounted for.
And you're with the police?
Well, kind of on a retainer.
How much are they paying you?
Nothing. He nodded and then spoke.
You want to know about that night?
The night that her sister Jeannie went missing, yep.
You're thinking that whoever is doing this might have done that.
He slowly exhaled, looking out onto the court where the game was about to tip off.
Not much to tell.
Still, I'd like to hear it from somebody who was there.
We were in Black Kettle's van.
Why were all of you in Billings? He paused for a moment.
There was a party, and Jeannie wanted to go. But from what I've gathered, she wasn't much of a party girl.